More than 2 years have passed since the day that gamers remember as Black Friday. That's when the Department of Justice raided and shut down three major American online gambling websites, charged site executives with bank fraud, and seized billions of dollars in winnings. Since then, social gaming from Zynga and Dollar Down Casino have been thriving on social media sites, attracting millions of players to their digital tables using only fake money. At the same time, real money gambling is back on the internet. On April 30th, Station Casinos in Nevada became the first site to offer real online poker since the 2011 shutdown. The question is whether the for-profit sites will draw millions of social players and whether the strictly social gamers will put real money on the line. Michael Kaplan is contributing editor for Cigar Aficionado magazine and has been covering the return of online gambling. Michael, welcome to Word of Mouth.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
What did online gamblers do after the shutdown?
There are still places where you could play. I mean, there are some offshore sites where you can play online poker, but getting your money onto them is like really difficult. Collecting money is really difficult. And the players on there tend to be pretty good because they're players who kind of went through a lot of trouble to get their money on there. So some people played on there. Some people played live. Some people left the United States. I mean, serious online poker players who made a lot of money. I mean, I know a lot of guys who moved to Vancouver, you know, moved to Australia, or, you know, moved to live wherever they wanted to live where they could play online poker legally.
And meanwhile, sites like Zynga and Double Down Casino, these free, fun, completely legal sites accessible via Facebook, loaded millions of players. So why play with no money at stake?
To be honest with you, I'll never quite understand like why you would play poker if you can't make money. Because one of the things is, if there's no money at stake, like why would you not just put in all your chips with any hand? I mean, I honestly don't get it. But a lot of people love it. I mean, it's super popular. And these companies, you know, they make their money because a tiny, tiny percentage, I think it's like maybe 1 to 2% of the people who play on there will pay money to buy extra, you know, funny money chips.
So now that Zynga and Double Down, for example, have had so much time to develop their games online through these social media sites, is there any kind of relationship between casinos hoping to cash in online and drawing in those social media players?
It's interesting because the people who play online poker for free are apparently not the same as the people who play for money. They're not sure if they can convert those people over. I spoke with somebody from Caesars when I was working on the story, and I mean, he said that they don't see their business being to convert the play money players, because they have like a very robust play money site, like where you can play all the casino games online for fake money. And, you know, for them, it's a promotional tool, and it kind of keeps people engaged in the games they have. The other interesting thing is, you know, having an online site for money and having an online site for free are really two completely different things. Because when you have an online site for money, you know, it's almost like having online banking, because, I mean, there are a ton of security issues. There are issues also, you know, of running it, of keeping in touch with your customers, keeping people incentivized to keep playing, and the marketing. I mean, it really are, they really are two completely different businesses. Mm-hmm.
How about the former following for the real online gambling? The figures I saw, 76 bank accounts frozen across 14 countries, billions of dollars in winning. What is going to incentivize those who got so stung to come back to this rejuvenated, suddenly legal online gaming format?
I think they'll come back. I mean, I think, look, if it's being done totally legally and there's a casino behind it, I would have no problem putting money in there and expecting them to pay me back. The only problem is you have to be in Nevada to play. You cannot be outside of the state and play. So another question is, like, how many people want to come to Nevada, you know, as tourists at least, and play online poker when there's lots of poker that you can play live? Mm-hmm. The other question is, like, the liquidity. These sites had a ton of players, and there was a ton of money, and there were a ton of games. I used to like playing on Full Tilt, and there's a particular tournament I like to play. And I'd play eight of them at a time, and they would load up really fast. And I would just sit there on two monitors and multi-table, and it was so much fun. But you can't do that unless there's, like, I don't know what the number is, but there have to be tens of thousands of players for games to load that quickly. And that's just not happening. That's not going to happen if it's only legal in one state.
Well, Michael Kaplan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Kaplan, contributing editor for Cigar Aficionado magazine, where he's been covering casinos and gaming. You can link to read his article, Virtual Poker Goes Viral, at wordofmouthradio.org.